Looking for a sustainable supplier for custom buttons, magnets, and stickers? Busy Beaver Button Co. is it. Order from a local woman-owned solar-powered business. Visit busybeaver.net to shop.
Last time on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, movie trailer edition, Sid.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa was there.
It's a Christmas movie.
We had dinner at the Merchant's Bazaar, where we met up with Lyco and Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out a council member has died. How? We don't know. But we know that the Despara is here, and they're one of the teams. However, the Despara can only control people if the bodies are dead, so we have a dead team on our hands. Is it Septis? Is it anyone else? We don't know.
Is it anyone else?
But we also learned more information about the Planesbreakers. So the Planesbreakers...
Carly.
The Planesbreakers are the people, they're basically the objective of the Despara is to bring the planes back together because they're broken, and we don't know why they want to bring the planes back together, but we're guessing it's for evil and to bring something evil into the world and create chaos and utter demise. So basically what we were brought to that dinner for was to be asked if we wanted to join the Shroud Assembly, basically aka the Agents of Good. And our new objective is that we absolutely have to win the tournament because we don't know who the Despara is, but we know they're disguised as a team, and if anyone else wins but us, there is a huge chance they might just be the Despara.
Mackenzie.
So, they gave us a ring of keys, and to access a panic room, and said we will earn more keys. We all got magical items of various cool things that were very highly related to our character builds.
What are you talking about?
And we were told that the next quest that we absolutely had to get was to find a royal phylactery of royal blood, and it was going to be going up in the tournament that name I forgot about, and that we were told to get. I haven't been around the whole time.
No, you haven't.
And we were told to do that, but then before that could really come to fruition, I went to go have a little meeting with Mavis. It was weird. It was hard. Dylan's goals were to hear her out and also try to remedy the break between her and the trio. I don't think she did very good at doing that. And before Mavis could run away from Dylan and her teen angst.
They were captured by who? We don't know. The Despara. And they were taken. They were dragged somewhere of an undisclosed location. But I think it was deep within the city, like underground. Maybe. Who knows? We'll find out. And then we were hanging out in Dylan's apartment, and Dylan didn't show up for a while, and we were all really curious. We were worried about her. She didn't send a note or anything. So we head off to her dad's place, which is where she said she was going, to try to see if she's there and what's going on.
And that's what you heard last episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. Alrighty, so you find yourselves at the entrance of a manor. Zil, Kai, Brianna.
Oh, my God.
This is nice.
You're going to have to unmute yourself.
I know, I forgot. I forgot I had to unmute myself.
Is this where Dylan grew up, do you think?
So you vaguely recall what the words Dylan spoke to you is, roll a history check. You can add your perceived friendship bonus with Dylan.
A 20, not that.
Ooh, you guys. Your perceived friendship bonus with Dylan?
Yeah.
So that would make this an unnatural 20 for me.
So same here.
All right. So two unnatural 20s and an 8.
Yeah.
My right, what's your, what do you add into that?
I added a 2.
I added a 1
you
and
get,
then a 2.
You get more, Brianna. Dylan loves you.
All right, so you have a 2. Yeah.
Sure, why not?
All right, so you have a 10 and 2 and two dirty 20s.
We had like a sweet moment, you know?
She gets a 10 for
was,
a sweet moment.
I rolled so low.
Yeah, she has my, she like, I have my coat on her shoulders.
Listen, all the gays have to go through their crush on Griana. It's a cyclical thing.
Dear Lord.
But then they come running to Kat.
Jesus! No. Never
help!
Once. I even
help!
Said, haven't I even said, I don't think Zill's ever been.
No, I don't think Zill's ever been.
Ever been attracted to Kai.
That is bullshit.
You don't get to talk to me about how I feel and how my emotions are.
Hot, steamy bullshit.
Okay, this is audio hell,
hey,
first and foremost.
I didn't mean to start this.
You don't get to tell me how I feel.
I will pull up recordings.
All right, so if you have receipts, please bring them next time.
Bring them up.
Okay. We'll edit them in.
We'll edit them in right now.
She's just going to splice together lips saying like random words.
I
want to fuck
Kai.
Can somebody do that?
Please.
Oh my God.
Please,
that is
somebody
so
do
funny.
That.
Okay, so the biggest fight the DDEM girls have ever had aside.
It's okay.
The biggest
Kyle,
fight we've ever had.
Like those Obama splice videos.
It's like, and the years stop coming, and they
don't stop coming.
Back to the woods, and I hear a round coming.
I'm done.
Wait, what was that said?
Back to the woods, and I hear a round coming.
That's exactly the words. Anyway, this is a D&D podcast.
I know. We'll get there.
I'm losing my fucking.
This is why Cameron quit.
You cannot say that.
We're in character.
Cameron, come back!
Oh, that's exactly what the session needs. That's exactly what the session fucking needs. Who said we're in character?
Me.
I'm calling it.
Yeah.
I'm calling vital scene, which means you do not leave character unless
absent. Are you casting vital scene?
Yes, I'm casting
roll
as a dungeon.
Casting.
All right.
Wait, vital scene for us too?
I got a natural fucking 20. No.
Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you and I will have to confer. But Zill, Griana, and Kai, your dear new friend is missing. Your connection to Burnfort, your connection to your own humanity over these past few days. Do I need to call HR?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Is
now in perceived danger. So, you are standing outside of this manor. Kai and Zill, you recall that that Dylan has not lived there all of her life. That she moved here after she spent time in Burnfort, which is why she is able... after she spent time in Langdale, which is why she is able to compete with you. So, though it is not a forever home, it is a for a slightly longer home. This estate is in one of the richer parts of the district. It is surrounded by different houses, most of them white marble, but this one is a bit different. Tell me how.
I have to tell you how it's different?
Well, let's... here's the thing. Childhood home, your four dads. What do you say they're most like the hardest they lean stylistically? Are they like a country ranch but rich type? Are they like a mansion in Montana? Are they a resort in Greece?
Mackenzie, I'm poor. I don't know
what
any of this shit looks like.
Hey,
so
hey, just
know.
Take that poor, throw it out the window. We're rich in Dungeons and Dragons, baby.
Okay,
we're not poor in here.
I mean, I don't know, because I could see like Fernando, biological daddy, being pretty like cold and like not really like. So definitely it's the other husbands that are the decorators.
Yeah, but I think it definitely does have like a sense of intimidation to it.
Yes, it's definitely like a don't come on this property kind of vibe.
Good. That'll welcome them quite well.
Yeah, but like I think if it's like white marble is the rest of the neighborhood, I definitely think there's a darker stone or wood, more like a darker color palette.
It's actually really interesting. So you are in the Imperial Crust district, which is the richest part of town, and all of the other houses here are made of stone, all different kinds of expensive stone. This is the only house that you can see within eyesight that is actually made of wood.
Wow.
Vintage.
I love a yeah, black sheep.
Yeah, I think of like an older house. I think that Fernando would vibe with like vintage. A more historical like nature to the house.
The reason that most of the houses that you see here on this block being stone is because when it was all wood when the town was burned down originally. And the belief is that if the house is of stone, it cannot burn, right?
Yeah.
That the structure remains.
But like they're so confident because that it's
so weird. Yeah, what kind of statement this
so is? This is the Museum of Science and statement. Industry of Burnford.
That this house stood after the burning.
After so the fire.
This is one of the houses that stood. So you are standing in front of this house, Zil, Griana, Kai. There is a gate in front of it. And there seems to be like a button to press.
I press the button.
All right, you press the button and you hear
hello.
You're just immediately like hello?
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 Hey.
No, that's not me. I was
ready.
Nope, that's not a dad. That's not a dad.
That's not a dad.
No. It's not okay. A pop.
To make sure I'm taking Fernando.
Yeah.
And Shelton,
right?
No, Mackenzie's taking Shelton.
I'm taking Blake. Sorry.
Cuz you wanted to do something specific with Blake.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm Gaspard.
You're Gaspard. Shelton. And Shelton. Okay. Kainzo, Griana stopped to tie her shoelace about 10 spaces back. So it's just the two of you as you're waiting for an answer to this door.
Can I try and climb the fence?
I don't...
I try, actually, that's not a question. I try and hop the fence.
Kai!
Me, come on, it's a challenge!
This looks like a don't fuck with this property place. Kai,
all right, let me go over.
Kai, these are rich people. They Alrighty. Have rich so, money. So they will Zil, kill you.
Zil, you notice Kai's foot go sort of in the first rung.
I put my foot on her foot and try to kick it down.
Okay, I like fling my foot up and you go flying.
Roll and make them fly.
I know. I just wanted that to happen.
Alrighty. I guess roll an attack and roll a... No, it'll be your...
I'm not attacking her. I'm not...
No, you can roll a dexterity saving throw.
Me or Liz?
No, Liz is going to roll.
Oh, man, I rolled a
16.
Alright, so you're adding your... probably your strength if you're just brute force kicking Zil away from you to climb this fucking fence.
Okay, that was a 17 plus 5.
And what did you get?
I got a 16.
Okay.
So 22 versus 16.
All right, so you're not like thrown or anything by any means, though. But I guess Kai's a little bit slippery when she wants to be. That's not a Juice's callback, but it felt like it was for a second. So, Griana, as you were approaching this house, this beautiful house, you would actually stop to tie your shoe.
Oh, okay.
And you would look down. It looks like Iga had untied it. Hilarious prank.
That's funny, Iga.
And as you're standing back up, you witness the scene of Zil being kicked away by Kai.
What the fuck?
Who is currently trying to scale the fence to this house.
No, get down. What?
Like already up
why
there.
Why would you be doing this? Why? Wait, Kai, why answering. Are you doing this?
That I want to see their home. We press the button. Literally not even a minute ago,
also,
and they
Kai,
haven't responded.
They're definitely asleep. They're probably like getting their robe on or something. I don't know. Give them a
second.
Okay. Let it marinate.
It was a joke. I just wanted to see if I could do it.
Sometimes I can't tell
it
what.
It hurt when you kicked joking. Me.
Well, it hurt when you stepped on my
friends,
foot.
Friends. Everyone,
no, it did not.
It hurt
Stop
my
this.
Feelings.
Yeah, well, you kicking me also hurt my feelings.
Well, maybe you shouldn't. You had started it.
You
know,
I can bring
you
up, I can bring up so
of?
Many things.
You Alrighty, know what so. This makes me think of is how there's a greater power that we have to
So you
fighting.
Hear the, as you guys, Kai's actually still on the fence, just sort of like
Kai,
shouting down at you guys. As the door opens to the manor and you see two men stroll out. Yes, in their night robes.
Hello.
One of which has like a floor length night robe, is in this sort of like dark gray, very just like imposing.
Silk.
With clear signs of pant underneath. Okay. And then the other one's
the
wearing
pants cannot be denied.
A And then the other one's wearing more of like a capri robe.
What are you? Like a,
I don't know.
Like
who,
you're looking below like the I know knees.
Which dads these are. I don't know who they are.
I have to look at someone while I
describe them.
Yeah, thank you. I feel safest with you right now. They're fighting. I don't feel safe why over there.
Thank you. I'm just over here.
So, the other one has a more of a capri robe on. Maybe like a nice little floral pattern. Maybe like a nice like fleur-de-lis.
I was this guy's fine. I was trying to like, I'm like, well, who is it? I don't know.
You knew that I would do this to you. There was not a doubt in your Gaspard. Mind.
I'm ready for him.
Okay. Both of which have mustaches, I think.
Fernando has a mustache for sure.
Yeah, and I feel like Gaspard, maybe a little like a slight like curl a to bit. It.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
They're the main dads.
They're the main dads. And the two of them sort of stroll out of the house and approach the gate. They've got kind of bleary eyes. I mean, I guess Bard probably more the floor-length robe in the slate gray does not look like you have woken him at all. In fact, he looks like he's been ready for this for 30 years. But that just seems like that's kind of the general energy he carries with him all of the time.
Wow, amazing, I say out loud.
So yeah, this is actually also not either of the fathers that you met who brought the bear named Jimmy.
I think it's Jimmy. I have it written down in my notes for something.
Jacob,
Jimmy.
I think it might be Jimmy. Yeah,
Jacob
Jingleheim. It's right. Jimmy. I fucking nailed it. I get 1,000 DM points for remembering its name was Jimmy.
Good for you.
So
excuses for staring.
So they just kind of approach, and you just start talking as they sort of they regard you.
Do you know who I am? Sorry, that came out wrong because a pretentious person usually says that. But I just am wondering: have you heard of us? Do you know? Would you know? Do you already know who we are, or should we introduce? My name is Griana, and this is Il, and this is Kai.
I get down immediately.
Kai gets down. Yes.
Get down. That's okay. You sort of hop off.
Nice to meet you.
And you stick your hand through the iron gate with a nice to meet you.
Are we through the gate right now? They still haven't.
No, they have not opened this fucking gate for you yet.
Hey, so we don't mean to wake you up so late. We're really sorry. But have you seen Dylan?
I'm sorry. I'm going to need you to start over.
Okay. That makes sense.
Griana?
Yes, my name is Griana Arande. Hi, I'm a friend of your daughter's. We actually are battling together in the tournament. We're her team.
Oh, you're the...
Darling, they called them the sewer team.
Yeah, you're the sewer team.
Actually, no, we're not. We're a trout pack.
We are.
We are the sewer team, but we're trying to kind of kick that stigma.
And at that point, Fernando reaches his hand out to shake your hand, Kai, and we're going to make contested strength rolls right now.
You know he has a +5. He's a buffer for fucking sure.
I also have a +5.
Hell yeah.
He's on the shorter side, but he is so incredibly ripped. I feel like it's an enigma.
The resemblance is there for sure.
Fuck. Oh, can I use my inspiration die to roll?
Why did you use that?
Already?
It is absolutely 100% your call when to use your inspiration dice if you would like to use it now.
Like that's a d6?
Jesus.
No, you re-roll the d20. But you would lose it forever.
Well, I had it forever, and then I gained another one, but I can't have two inspiration die, right?
They do not stack, so you will go back to having 0.
This is very funny to me. You're like, I gotta impress her dad.
I do. I gotta impress her father. I'm gonna use it.
What if Katie May rolled like a 1? You don't even know.
That's actually really true.
I love my fucking players so much. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna tell you.
You all are so good.
I'm not gonna tell you what you do.
So wonderful.
It's kind of fun.
It's fun.
I didn't use it before.
I had it forever. Oh my god. That's an 18.
Alrighty.
Wow.
You reach out.
I'm nervous.
This is for and, a handshake.
To impress her dad. Right. 1 of 4. Oh, am I supposed to look at this? Hold on.
And you feel your grip give way.
Oh shit, you're fucking kidding.
As his hand just crushes yours. You would think that like your incredibly hard rocky skin would make this kind of a win scenario for you, but you feel your stones grinding against themselves as he kind of just like crushes your hand in an intimidating eye level shake.
Mm-hmm. Fernando.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Kai, are you okay? Your hand's bleeding.
Fine.
I think I heard a crack.
Is that a stone on the ground?
Stop it.
Okay.
No, I didn't lose one. Did I lose a stone?
Does Gaspard see that?
Yes.
You're fine.
He like hits Fernando on the shoulder and says, "Darlings, you are friends of the baby girl. Do not hurt her friends.
Yeah, don't hurt us."
I told her I'd do a French accent for Gaspard.
The baby girl.
A little dill pickle. These are her friends. Dill pickle. Do not hurt them, darling.
All right, but you're looking for...
Yes, yep. I'm imagining he has like a silver fox vibe.
Oh, he's so
absolutely.
Yeah, he's a dill for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dylan told us she was coming over here. You guys needed help with something. We're just wondering when she left. But the looks that you're giving me right now, or the looks that you're giving each other, tell me that she never came here.
One moment, and they turn around. And you can all roll perception to see if you hear the following.
Fucking hell. 2, 5.
10.
I got a 21. Do you want to borrow my rolling tray, Sid?
I would give you
I got...
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. I got a 21.
You got a 21. Okay. You hear the following conversation.
Yes.
Is this one of the things where we're supposed to cover for her?
I do not know. We can continue to ask them, but if they thought she was coming here and she did not, that worries me. She is our little dill pickle. We must know where she is.
Yeah, there was this time, that time that she did it to sneak out and go see that show.
Oh, the Monster Musical.
Yes, yes, her favorite show.
Monster Musical.
Accidentally, I'm like, wait, what was that? No.
She would have told us if she wanted us to cover for her. You know, she tells us everything.
Yeah, you're right.
Honey, I am always right.
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh, yeah.
The time.
Can they make out right now?
Yeah, they're just like, all right. Well.
Is like, can I watch these old men make out?
Hey, kiss.
What?
I say.
What?
Why do I keep saying
that? Don't say that,
Brianna.
Girl.
Where are your manners?
No, wait, did I say that out loud?
All right.
Yes, you did. Yes.
Dill Pickle would be mad at us if we didn't invite you in.
Well,
it's cold outside,
but
so.
But you're telling us she's not here then.
She's not, no.
What? Oh.
She told us she was.
She told us she was coming here. She
we
never
had
showed up?
From her, no.
Oh. Do you know where she. I know you. It's probably very up in the air. We're just a little worried about her just because it's been a good couple hours and she hasn't come back yet. Do you know where we can maybe find her? Or?
Somewhere she usually goes in secret that you know about, that she would lie to us about. Lie again. She lied. That's so weird. I can't. No, she wouldn't lie. She doesn't lie to us.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, I mean, she's the best.
No,
I think she's becoming one of my best.
What? I'm
oh, that's
sorry.
So sweet.
No, I'm just saying she's becoming one of us. So I feel a little betrayed if she lied.
All right, we might be able to help you. Just come inside.
Okay.
Come
okay.
inside.
Okay.
She has best friends.
That's why I'm letting him in, because I'm more confused about that part.
She hasn't been the best friend
have
in
any
years.
Snacks? Maybe. I don't know. I'm really stressed out.
Oh, surely.
Surely.
Surely. Surely, I pop it.
That's what I'm going to do for Blake.
I was going to do a Cockney. Surely we have some snacks. Yeah.
Yeah. Shelton will find you some snacks.
Can I just say, I love your accent.
Oh, thank you.
Can I try?
Can you try what?
Can I try it on?
Try to do the accent. Nah.
That's not bad, no.
Thank you. Anyways, that was fun. You have a beautiful home.
Thank you.
Yeah, this yard is killer.
Mm-hmm. The fence, very sturdy. Good for Kai to climb.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yep. I was just feeling rushed.
Yeah, I had my sword, so it would have worked out.
Whoa.
And you guys walk sort of up to the entrance of this house. And the door opens, and you actually see a familiar face first. Ah. You see the face of Jimmy the Bear, restored to the foyer where it originally lived, though it did spend some time outside of your guys' tavern for that party one night.
Wow.
It is there now, slightly singed, but still trying its hardest, still very imposing. Maybe more imposing now, because now it looks battle-worn. And they... Hold on. Oh, sorry. The two of them, they lead you in, sort of in and to, immediately to the left. Sort of in the rich people, you know, this exists for rich people and rich people only, the visiting room, the receiving room, right? Where the guests come. And they bring you in and they sit the three of you down on one couch. And they take the two seats across from you, these two armchairs. Very rich, rustic vibes going on here. Yes, there's wood, but yes, there's also like a 3,000 gold chandelier above your heads. Ooh. It's sort of like rustic rich person charm. The fireplace was going strong. You see some just some help sort of wandering around. You see Fernando speak to one, and one of them disappears off into the kitchen, seemingly to get you maybe snacks or drinks. But then the five of you together sit down, and Fernando sort of takes the first initiative, and he says,
So what did my little dill pickle tell you?
That she was coming here. That's kind of it.
Yeah, she said she was going to be back in like an hour. Mm-hmm.
And when was that?
Like three or four hours ago.
And there's just, you know, with all the stuff happening around town, we kind of just got nervous.
Yeah. We just want to make sure she's safe.
We didn't want to go to sleep before we knew where she was or, you know.
Yeah. Especially since we were sleeping at her place.
Yeah. So we're all having a slumber party right now. If that paints a picture of how close we are.
Yeah. Do you have any way to like, I don't know, find her?
You know, immediate thoughts. There's two times that Dill Pickle's done this. And the first was to go see Monsters of the Musical. And then there's that other time I forgot about. And it was when her crush was going on a date. And we found out that she went and she watched the whole night.
No.
That is interesting.
I don't know if she did that, though. I do not recall that situation.
Yeah, she said she was just crying.
I remember her saying she, you know, all she had to do was flex and then the date switched back to being her date. I remember that
being what was said.
How about we agree to disagree?
Well, that sounds like our Dylan.
I mean, I'm sure if you go upstairs and look in her diary, just kidding. What? That's in her apartment.
Can I roll insight? Wait,
so those 200 pages I prepped for don't get to use tonight?
Can I roll perception to see if there are any like old school photos?
Please.
Me too. Me too.
Oh, yes, 19.
Oh, baby, I got 17.
Okay, I'm going to do it too, because all my friends are doing it.
Oh, I got a 23.
All right. I'm going to let you use your artistic license here.
Okay.
What horrific Dylan pictures are around?
It has to be horrific?
Well, I mean.
It has to be portraits.
How bad gap tooth did she have?
I think that they have one of those, like, through the years photo like that kind of frame that has like first grade, second grade, third grade, mm-hmm. and the first couple grades are like frizzy red hair that's like really short and like bright freckles and yeah, like total big gap tooth, like probably could put her pinky through it, mm-hmm. and she's really like goobery looking and very tomboyish looking, and then like as she gets older she you see a glasses period, probably. Like these like wiry glasses. And
oh God, she wears contacts.
Yes, yeah, right.
That's good to know.
These like wiry, like, yeah, like very much like a probably a braces adjacent phase. I don't know what the kind of dental
headgear
is like in this.
I have a question to ask you. Are there any class photos around of when she was in school?
Ooh.
Probably military school, yeah.
Okay, but nothing earlier?
I know you're getting at, so...
What?
Well, she did like military stuff in
She did.
Langdale. Oh. So yeah, like her.
If
very
she was doing preparatory training stuff.
Yeah, like so, like there's like prep school photos from Langdale, there. Because I know what you're getting at. I know okay. you're getting it. But
what did everyone in here roll?
I rolled a 17.
23.
But also, okay, real quick, when it hits like yeah, there's like this distinct eighth to ninth grade shift where like it like turns into the Dylan you know, but like you know,
it was like 1 year.
Yeah, she just like grew 6 feet.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, the, like nice smile. Like she's a little too high for the photo. Like so
they didn't want to adjust it.
Yeah, yeah. She blossomed in ninth grade.
I look at the photo of eighth grade and then the photo of ninth grade, and I go, "Good for you, girl. You did it."
But yeah, no, there's probably like plenty of prep school stuff. Also, some like a posed, you know, those like posed photo shoots where it's like her like as a baby, like in her dad's shirt, like weird, aww, like weird photo shoot.
Okay,
bullshit.
I love this. Is this your
shirt? Is there
one
where you're like
you?
In a diaper and cowboy boots, like as a?
There's.
Oh my god, we're gonna get so carried
she's,
away.
She's in a diaper and like her dad's captain hat, like her dad's like army captain hat.
Very cute.
You know what I think is fun?
There's a lot of weird and like a Dylan tuft of red hair.
Oh, Dylan was buff as a baby.
Dylan was buff as a baby.
Dylan was a buff baby, you guys.
Whoa.
Kai, were you buff as a baby? I bet hell not as yeah. buff as Dylan.
Were you buff as a baby, Dylan?
I was super
I
buff.
No, I was they, really cute, though.
I literally pummeled children who'd bully me into the ground.
Damn,
that's
girl.
Why I got kicked out of school.
Dang. Dang, you have a troubled past.
You weren't beefy, Griana, as a kid?
No, past. I was just really cute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I would kind of like sing a little.
Okay, so yeah, you guys are sort of like taking this all in, I guess, before you take your seat on the couch.
Oh, before you don't, I have one
so
more.
So much
you have one
happened
more.
Before we sat.
There's probably a photo of her about like age 7 or 8.
Yeah.
With a like incredibly gorgeous like red-haired woman. Like that looks like it's like the biggest photo in the whole thing. It's probably like above a mantle. And it's like her like in the arms of this like golden eyed, like red haired woman. They like look exactly the same. Like this woman like spit Dylan out. And that's probably like the largest baby photo. Dylan's probably like 9 or 8. In that
yeah.
photo.
So that one's actually probably above the fireplace itself in this beautiful gilded frame. It's it's easily the most ornate looking thing in this room.
Hey, who is that?
Do you know who it is?
Yeah, I do.
You're the one that has the, you picked.
I'm bad at emotional depth. That's my one character trait.
No, I'm sorry. I don't want to overstep. You invited us into your home. It's very late. Don't.
Dylan's mother.
She's gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
She was very pretty.
Was.
We don't have to get into it.
Sorry.
He's married to 3 other people. So.
Jesus.
And so you guys settle into that. A momentary.
Margaret. Margaret. What's her name?
Margaret?
Margaret.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful name. Well,
And he like rubs like Fernando's temple, kind of. Like it's a soothing technique.
Yes. Very much needed. And you guys sort of settle into this moment. And in this moment of like, oh, that's deeper than I needed it to be. Your eyes sort of wander uncomfortably. Mm-hmm. And it hits you all at different moments in time, sort of as you're scanning these photos. Zil, your eyes cross at first. In one of the class photos that you can actually recognize is taken outside of the big castle, the big fortress in Langdale, mm-hmm. where... the guy lives. I'm a great dude.
What's his face?
The guy.
The Earl. Thank you. Earl. Yes. The Earl's house. Palace-y type-y thing. Nothing. You wouldn't call it a palace now that you've seen the actual palace, but probably to you back then when you saw it, it felt like one. You see this sort of like group photo of like this seems to be like this graduating class of like the soldier training program. And it strikes you for a moment because you, like standing right next to Dylan is something that feels like a very familiar face to you, but it's very hard for you to place it. And so your eyes are sort of resting there trying to figure it out. And that's sort of when Griana and Kai's attentions are brought to it as well. Griana, you have the same amount of understanding like, huh? Yeah, that does that. That nose looks really familiar. But Kai, who is that? Never to mistake a nemesis.
Holy shit.
You look to the person standing like very jovially next to Dylan in this picture, and that nose is Mavis Mormont's fucking nose.
What?
And Gordon Mormont's fucking nose.
Hmm?
Do you know what? I'm trying to think who is like who is that?
Guys.
They have a very familiar name.
Guys.
What? Do you know who that is?
It's Mavis.
That's not Mavis.
I go, excuse me. Do you mind if I take a picture?
Kai, that's a man.
it's like the familially the nose.
Oh, nice Gorbin.
And also not Gorbin.
I'm kidding.
Nice callback though to me saying they had all the same nose.
Yeah,
you get inspiration.
Oh, I have DM inspiration now.
I take it back. Okay, it is Mavis's uncle, the detective, Gordon.
Also seems this guy has like very long hair.
Who is
and it's like
this?
Very stocky.
I think it's just
and
like
Gordon was incredibly like light.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just
Is that Mavis's dad?
No, I think he's next to Dylan. It's probably like a brother or a cousin or something.
Mavis's brother.
Oh, Mavis once mentioned a brother. Mavis did once mention a brother.
When?
When we were sitting at Jack and Jill's.
Well, you know for a fact that Mavis has one brother, and that's Gordon Mamont, who is the person who interrogated you back in Langdale.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Gordon.
Yes.
So
Mavis has another... Mavis was in disguise?
Are you all saying this in front of
you
literally...
You know, someone could have multiple brothers.
You guys
it's probably
are talking.
Just a family member.
Okay. Well, that nose... That's Mavis's nose.
Do we know who they are?
Do you think they could just
have
different...
Do we know who that kid is?
Yeah. I go... I ask the dads,
so we're
I go,
just like... watching them.
Yeah. Sorry, I know that was probably weird for you. Do you know who this person is next to Dylan?
Yeah, it's the eldest Mamont.
Yeah.
The Mormont.
What's his name?
I know, I'm doing this for effect.
Is this the one you told me I knew? Yeah. Obviously.
You do, yeah. Oh, yes. Macklin.
Macklin?
That's Macklin.
Yeah.
Mac.
No, it's not. I got it wrong. Sorry. Wrong name. That's Morgan. Sorry. Let me do it again.
Okay. That's Morgan Maymai. He's the oldest one.
Dang. They love their own names, right?
Morgan, Mavis, Macklin, Gordon.
Oh, my Gordon. Lord. There's four of them? Oh, no.
You don't know that. You don't know how many there are.
Oh, okay. May I ask, how many siblings are there in the Maymonts?
I think we should talk about Dylan.
Just want to know for, you know, our sanity's sake.
Are there four Mamont kids?
Four Mamont kids. Wow.
Okay. That's a lot.
So it's Mavis, Morgan, Gordon.
And then Mavis' twin brother.
What?
Huh?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What the frogs?
What's his twin brother's name? Marvin?
Mavis has a twin Melvin? Brother.
I don't remember.
Was it? I didn't see him very often.
Yeah, he was. They were constantly.
Was it mostly?
Was it Mac?
Morgan. The one
was it?
The hair.
Oh yeah, yeah. Macklin. Macklin.
Okay.
How did you know that?
I don't know.
Okay. So where's Dylan? Because if she's not. We need information, because I'm actually getting really, really worried.
Yeah, so when was the last place you saw her?
We were leaving the restaurant, so over there in that area.
The restaurant?
The restaurant in the area.
Okay.
What was the
Can
restaurant?
Can I roll to remember what it was called? Do I have to roll to remember what it was called?
No. It's the Merchant's Bazaar.
We were at the Merchant's Bazaar. Yeah.
I said it like three times.
We had a...
Could you not have butt in when we didn't remember it?
I was writing down Mavis's family in my notes.
Jesus.
Very sweet.
Said it like three times. Say it again.
We were... yeah, you say it four times. Dude.
Say it a fucking again, Sydney.
God. We were at the Merchant's Bazaar having a dinner. And we split ways there. We went back to her apartment. She said she was coming here. And that's the last we saw of her.
Uh, Honey.
Yes.
Do you think that Dylan still keeps that coin in her wallet that we gave her for her sixth birthday?
I would hope so. I told her I would ground her if she took it out.
Yeah, so she's got a... Even though she's an adult, we could still ground her, so she kept the coin.
She is the best girl in the world. Of course she did.
All right, well... We did give her...
She's a good bean. She would keep it on her.
Yeah. So... What? We can try something. It's not guaranteed to work. We gave her a coin when she was little because she was running off all the time.
Little rascal. Sorry.
Griana immediately interweaves into the family dynamic.
She gets it. She's with the family.
So you guys looking for a fifth? That's what Griana's like.
My vibe is giving up.
Right, I know. Now. Honestly, you fight with the deaths.
Yes.
Okay. Not kiss.
If you want to be my lover, you got to vibe with my dad's.
Dad.
Friendship lasts forever, but dads never end.
Right.
Patreon exclusive. We were recording a studio version of that song.
Thank you. So yeah, he's like, oh well,
it was this sort of this magic coin, which is linked to a magic mirror. Please don't ask how we got it.
Never.
I want to know.
No, just it's fine. Just
one day. Anyways,
it would help us find where she is, or at least where she had been, or what's it again?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Let's do that.
What you'll be able to do, you can activate it once every 4 hours, and then you'll just get to see her face for 5 seconds, and then you sort of have to piece together the context clues.
Okay, well, let's check it out. Hopefully she's not like going to the bathroom or anything.
Wait,
you know?
That's intense. What? I didn't know that was going to happen.
Wait, once every 4 hours?
Yeah, they called it the face look. It was incredibly expensive.
Okay.
But you love your little dill pick.
Dill pick. Your little dill pick.
Your little dick pick.
Dill pick.
Your little pill pick.
You guys are gonna dill pick.
Why are we like this today?
I know we're extra giddy
today. In it today.
Oh my god.
I like it though. It's fun.
The freedom of not playing a piece. I have no stats. I'm just doing a French accent. I know. I'm just chilling.
Some of you are enabling me.
Okay, so he's like, yeah, I'll go get the mirror. All right.
Okay. Fernando stands up and walks out of the room.
How dare you? I know nothing. You left me.
Yeah, I left you.
So, Gaston?
Gaspard,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That's her guess bad.
Where do you hail from?
I don't know. Do you have like what's a place that you think has a French flair in your world?
I will give you the name of I'm gonna have to pull it up. I'm almost there though. This is not gonna be Glenvin.
I am from Glenvin.
Oh my gosh, I've heard stories about Glenvin.
Oh yes, it is very beautiful. I moved to Langdale though when I was younger. I think Dylan was about 9 or 10. Oh. And I've been with Fernando when we came here. Wow. Years after that, so I've been here ever since.
How far is that from Langdale?
It's across seas, right?
It's across the sea.
So what's it... Wow, I mean, I've never sailed to that part of the world before.
I hear it's beautiful this time of year.
It is very beautiful, yes. I miss it a lot.
How is, like, the entertainment there? What's it like?
Oh, it is lovely. I actually, that's what I worked in when I was younger, actually.
Oh, what did really?
You do? Oh, I was a, you know, not to toot my own horn. I was a horn tutor.
You were what?
I play trumpets and other like horned instruments, and I did pretty quite well professionally.
I play drums.
We could start the band.
Yeah, I used to play some piano, but unfortunately,
I was
quit.
A famed trumpeteer in my homeland.
What
sort of became a I came to travel to do it a little more, and I sort of became a stay-at-home dad after meeting Fernando.
Did you ever do musicals? Do you ever, like, do the orchestra, the pit?
Oh, occasionally. My favorite musical is Monsters the
Musical.
You're
kidding me.
No, I made Little Dylan go with me a million times. It actually was written in my homeland by
what?
A guy named Gaston Barrow.
Can we get lunch sometime soon?
Yeah, sure, yes.
I actually just, I kind of just got a role in that musical, right?
You were not. You got a, well, you had an audition.
I saw they had auditions recently.
Well,
yes.
I don't know if I got it, but I killed.
They both killed their callback.
I'm not going to be in it.
That was pretty crazy.
Well, I mean, I will look forward to seeing you in whatever.
If I do, it's a miracle.
Thank you. Well,
you should play.
I'd be lucky to be in it, but you should definitely.
Maybe.
See
you
it.
Should
I
play
it.
I haven't tooted my own horn in quite a while.
Dust off the tooting horn.
Guess what?
Horn toot.
But yes, I've been stay at home dad for a lot longer than a. Horn tutor.
I love your robe.
I thank you. I made it myself.
You made it?
I love sewing, yes. I love filling this dad's backstory as I'm speaking. Hashtag improv.
Wow.
I know I should stop this, but I'm just really happy.
So I wonder where
yes, I made this myself.
Mirror. Oh
my gosh, can I touch it?
Absolutely,
oh
yes.
My God, be careful.
Oh, expensive fabric.
But sewn by hand. Artisanal.
Wow.
Artisanal.
That must have. Do you have to be careful stitching that one?
Oh yes,
that's a hard one to stitch.
Even
okay, so at this point, at this point, Fernando walks back in before we start talking about types of stitch. Primo podcast content.
Wow, I have so much Gaspard backstory now.
Yeah, you gotta remember it.
What a lore dump.
Oh my God.
That's gonna come back in episode 204.
Yeah.
Where? What did Gaspard play when he was
young? Gaspard ascends the holy throne.
Wait,
instrument. So, yes. So, Fernando sort of returns with this handheld mirror. That seems to be this very, like, beautiful, like, golden frame. And then the actual mirror itself almost has this rainbow look to it. The reflection, because it's not actually showing the reflection of you right now.
Because gay pride.
Because it's pride. And so, sorry, yeah, I forgot to mention that everything in this house,
it's Dylan and Rainbow.
it's just showing off this very multicolored hued iridescence to it rather than a reflection. Fernando... oh God, which out of the three of you would he immediately find the most competent?
Me.
Fernando?
Yeah.
Come on, Fernando.
I don't know.
He's probably just going to choose the strongest looking person. So,
he did crush her
me.
Hand earlier.
The one
that's
with
true.
The
I tried
anger
really hard.
Issues. That one that you found on your fence?
Rihanna.
Sorry.
So, Fernando hands this mirror to you, and says, it's just the button there. If you press it, it'll activate. You'll get 5 seconds.
Oh, gosh. Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
And also, Fernando and Gaspard are also, like,
yeah.
standing.
Yeah, all right. Okay, gather around.
If there was some sort of magic interference, it'll just show the last 5 seconds
before the magic?
Before the magic interfered, yes.
Okay, okay, everyone
so,
gather
okay,
around.
Okay, okay. Are we ready? Everyone
ready.
Yes.
Okay, don't blink.
Roll to not blink.
Hold okay, I'm going to close my like eyes, and then when you say go,
orange.
I'm going to open it.
Okay,
me too. I'm going to do that too. Okay, and
okay,
one.
It's like rock, paper, scissors, shoot, okay? That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I press the button.
Open my eyes. We open our eyes.
All right. Okay. So there's 4 seconds of information.
Okay.
They said five.
5 seconds. Sorry. There's 5 seconds of.
Every second.
All of you accidentally blinked. So there's 4 seconds
no!
of information that you all have to. There's 5 seconds of information that you all. Oh, we're too randy. There's 5 seconds of information that you have to sort of glimpse. But this is incredibly hard because, you know, if it's like a dad just trying to find out where his rascally daughter is, you can sort of just like pick up the background, like, oh, there's that river, oh, like, oh, she's outside the schoolhouse, But darkness provides little clue. There are a few things you do see. The first thing you see is that Dylan is unconscious.
Dylan?
And then above that being the first thing you see, I'm going to need everyone to make... do you feel this is more perception or insight? This is perception. This is raw perception.
If you're trying to just like perceive the what's around her.
I guess you could also make an investigation, but that doesn't
feel
right.
That's if you're looking for a specific thing, right?
Specific clues to where she is.
Yeah.
True. So is it perception?
Yeah, it's going to be perception.
I got a 12.
An 18.
I got a 16.
Okay.
18.
So 18, 16, 12?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dads are also going to roll. Ugh, that is a
what do I
four.
Add? I don't know.
I guess Bard's a bard type. So
like apparently.
Yeah. So as we've discovered today.
Yeah, I feel like he's more wise and intelligent, probably.
Yeah, plus three then, maybe?
Yeah, why not? 11.
All right. Yeah, they did worse than the both of you. It's these old eyes.
They saw Dylan unconscious and they're tearing up.
Yeah.
What?
So we're going to start
high.
We're going to start low. I forgot like which order it went in. All right. So we're going to start low. Dylan is unconscious, surrounded by darkness. You see, you see maybe hints of bruising on her face, but you can't really tell. And behind her, there seems to be a dark, shadowy figure that you can't really place. Oh my God. And that is what you were that's what you managed to piece together, Kai. Griana.
Yes.
With a 16?
Yes.
Okay. You managed to piece together that all of those things.
Yeah.
Okay. You also piece together that the ceiling that you can just barely make out is natural rock formation.
Okay. Mm.
So it is not man-made.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
You also see that this shadowy figure, its form does not have a lower half. It seems to be a hovering, like, hooded figure.
Like a Dementor?
I guess, like a Dementor.
Okay, what the hell?
Zil, you see all of these things, but there are also two things in the sides of the mirror that are just at the cropped at the outside of the frame that are hard to catch in a matter of seconds. The first thing you see on the right side of this mirror, of this rounded edge, is just a wisp of platinum blonde hair coming in and back out of the frame in a curve. And then you see mirrored on the side of this platinum blonde near white hair on the left side, you just see a hint of a dark black feather.
Mm-mm.
And then...
do I have to roll to put together that it's Mavis?
You do not.
Thank you.
I don't think that you have to. You would have to roll for it to not be Mavis to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's an of course.
Yeah.
For you.
Especially because you just saw her too, like
yeah,
on the horse and stuff.
You know that she's like still knee deep in your business, and you're kind of the one who knows that the most.
You guys, holy, oh my God, oh my God! Oh Dylan's my unconscious, God. And there's a floating, hovering thing above her.
Oh my gosh, it's floating?
Yes, I saw this one. Did you see that? I saw that. Oh. There's something hovering over her.
So what do you
she's
see?
She's unconscious. You saw that, right, Zil?
Yeah.
Oh, Zil sees something else.
What'd you see?
There's a feather.
What?
No. Like a black feather?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God. What else do you see?
Do you have a bathroom? I'm sorry. What's wrong?
Oh, my God. Fernando.
Not in the vase. Right, not in the vase. Okay, not in the vase. First hall. First door on the left.
Thank you.
I throw up. Zil, what else do you see?
Gaspard runs out of the room crying. He's going to go get the other dads and just tell them.
Okay.
He's, like, really upset.
Yeah. So Griana's not in the room anymore.
I come back.
That was very quick to puke. I say absolutely not.
And Gaspard's.
Also, every time Griana pukes, Griana has to have like a motivating talk in the mirror. So as if I don't have to add on an additional minute of return time to this.
You're right.
I'm calling you on your bullshit.
Thanks,
I no longer stand.
Oh my god, okay, fine.
Wow, I can't believe I stood up to Carly for the first time in my life.
That was crazy. I feel really weird.
Carly's crying.
Carly's
She's
crying.
She's going to throw up in real life.
Carly's up.
So.
Rachel's nightmare.
So.
I don't know. I
you
just
say my name like that.
And Fernando sort of like gently takes the mirror back. And he takes this moment. He's like, I have to warn the guard.
May I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is there any caves or anything in the city or around any?
Well, I mean, there's
That's not man-made.
I mean, there's an entire network of caves underneath this city. They lead down to the docks. Have you never been to the docks before?
Oh.
We've been there once or twice.
Partially natural tunnels, partially man-made.
Oh.
She's below ground, then. That's not good.
Well, you can show us to the caves, right?
We
can go find her.
We can go to the docks.
Yeah.
You can go to...
Yeah, so you'll remember that in the Merchant's District... There's this really grand, you know how you always go to that quest board?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So right next to the quest board is this grand staircase that leads down and also this sort of elevator, like lift of sorts. And that's sort of like the main thoroughway to get down to the docks. So you like come up when you're coming up from the docks straight into the Merchant's District because of who's using the docks most? Merchants, right? So that's like the way to get down. And you guys... You guys went the same way when you were bringing Ikairos to the docks.
Yeah.
You guys went that way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. At this point, Griana returns.
Hey. Sorry. I had a particularly terrible upset stomach there.
Do you need some water?
No.
Here's a mint.
No, thank you. Oh, I needed that. Thank you so much. Yeah. No. I'm okay. Let's figure out where she is. It looked like she was in a
underground rock, tunnel. Underground. There's an entrance way at the docks.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. I have my helmet with me. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So, you guys immediately like gear up to run out.
Do any of you want to come with us?
No, stay safe.
I don't think Gaspard's gone.
Stay safe. We don't want Dylan.
Yeah, so only Fernando's still there.
Oh.
Gaspard left crying.
And he sort of regards the three and he's like, you get a head start. I'll tell the authorities.
Okay.
Listen to me, you guys stay safe because nothing can happen to you. You're Dylan's everything.
I'm just really happy that she has some friends.
We love her. We're going to get her back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She saved my life just literally yesterday.
All right. You go get my dill pickle.
We'll get your dill pickle.
We'll get your dill pickle.
And one whole. And one piece.
Get you an uncut.
What a Freudian dill pickle.
It's like, I'm sorry, I'm stressed. My words don't work.
All right, you guys. I have my bow.
Yes.
I have my helmet.
Yeah, I have my gloves.
So off we go.
Okay, Iga, get under my freaking ponytail.
Iga sidles up underneath your ponytail, nesting for warmth.
It's bee slaying time.
Oh, shit.
Hello, friends, and thanks for tuning into this episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. I'm glad you enjoyed your time at the Rose Manor and as well as in the deep Burnfort underground. I'm sure that everyone is fine and will continue to be fine. And that's kind of the staying energy throughout the rest of this arc, I think you'll notice. Everything's fine. They're fine. It's fine. Burnfort is fine. There's nothing to worry about. As always, thanks to Cameron for our wonderful theme music. He is my hero. Don't know what I would do without him. Speaking of people who I don't know what I would do without, another thanks to Mackenzie Wilkes doing the longest guest spot of all time, and Elijah Fuller, the editor and personal hero of this podcast. If you're interested in becoming a personal hero of this podcast, you can always find us on Twitter or Facebook at Dungeons Dice, or on Instagram as well. Carly would kill me if she knew I forgot that for a second. And we also have a Patreon at patreon.com/dungeonsdice. We send out quarterly postcards, posters, some good stuff. Patrons who are expecting a poster, you can expect it out to you soon. Signed, sealed, delivered. It's yours. But besides that, I think that's all of the news or information I have for you today. And I will see you next time, where our adventure will continue.